Peter, cooking with roses, I bet that's not something people think of doing very often.
Well, I'm sure, you know, you can eat every rose you can eat. All roses are edible.
Well, I have some dried ones in my cupboard. I bought them because they were different and they look
cute. Beautiful.
And I thought maybe I could stick them on a cake, which I haven't yet done.
Well, the thing is that if you stick your dried rose buds on a cake, you're not going to eat them. They're only for decoration.
Okay.
But you can eat them. And how, like, North Africans use dried rosebuds a lot, and the Chinese do too, actually. And what they do is they grind them up. So, like, they make a spice mix called Ras Al Hanout, which is a mixture of all sorts of different things. It depends what you're cooking, what you put in your mix. It's a bit like a curry, making your own curry powder. And they grind, you get your mortar and pestle, and you grind it up, and you might think, well, that's not going to change anything. I mean, a ground rosebud is going to be completely overwhelmed by other things like cumin and turmeric and paprika and stuff like that. But actually, it isn't. And North Africans cook it in their meat stews, and it gives a sort of musky, aromatic flavor, which is really, really beautiful and quite sort of hard to put your finger on. But they're also lovely for decoration. You know, my mother once, I was living overseas and I came back to New Zealand for a visit, and she had sprinkled rosebuds. If you get rosebuds from roses that are just falling, they're on the turn, and she sprinkled them all the way up the driveway for me to walk on.
Aww.
When I got home, and I've never forgotten that. And I've always thought that's a lovely thing to do at dinner parties, is to actually just grab a whole lot of old roses and sprinkle them on the footpath as your guests are walking up to your house. But how you get... Also, there's lots of things that are made of roses, like this rose syrup. Monin import a beautiful rose syrup, and you can get rose flower water as well as orange flower water. And that's lovely sprinkled on things, you know, like you could sprinkle it on ice creams and sorbets and pastries, and you can put it into flavor cakes. You can put a few drops of it into a meat stew without using dried ones, and you can also put it in your salad dressings, which gives it a slightly sort of perfumed taste. And a really nice thing that they do in Morocco is that they either grate apples. This is a lovely thing for breakfast. They grate apples, or they cut them into tiny little cubes and sprinkle them with rose water or orange blossom water, and throw a few pomegranates over them and dates. That's a really nice breakfast, actually.